Hey, Ned, today we have a pointer for pet owners. It's daily tips that may or may not help you. So, Ned, hit us with that daily tip.
Yeah, today's tip is really for the dog owners out there. The tip of the day is if you sometimes have trouble controlling your dog on leash, what I mean by that is even if your dog is well-trained, maybe they get pretty far in front of you, maybe they are pulling at the leash all the time, try walking your dog on a shorter leash. Just pick up a leash that's maybe you're walking your dog on a 6-foot leash. Try a 5-foot leash. I have found that my dog is actually under better control, even as a very well-trained dog, on a little bit of a shorter leash. He reaches his own limits quicker because he reaches the end of the leash faster, and his brain goes, oh, I'm supposed to be over here, and he comes right back. He walks better in a heel position on a shorter leash, and I'm changing nothing about how I'm walking him, just literally the foot length of the leash I'm using. So if you maybe have trouble with your dog pulling or not paying attention to you, just get a shorter leash and see if that helps.
You mentioned that this is mostly for dog owners, but I will say, justice for the cat owners who are considering taking their cats out on a leash. I, at the risk of mentioning this podcast all the time, there is a show called No Such Thing that recently did an episode. Did you listen to it?
No, I'm laughing because you do mention this show all the time.
I do, and they don't pay us. No Such Thing did an episode called Are Outdoor Cats Happier Than Indoor Cats? And basically, they're saying, we don't know for sure one way or the other, but the middle ground is probably the way to go, which is the movement towards a catio, which is a cat patio. So sure, Getting them outside a little bit. So I will say, if you are a pet owner who wants to take your cat out on a leash, consider a shorter leash.
Hey,
in order to, you know, bring it all
home
together.
Including the cats here. I have never walked a cat on a leash.
We're an inclusive podcast.
I mean, I do love cats.
Good.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.